In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Those of you who are newer to this parish, or who are here for the first time today, may sense the weight of grief about the parish today, and may not fully understand why. As parish communities, we deal with loss all the time. Much beloved members of our parish die, and we grieve. It is a part of the fabric of life in community. But most of the time, people die after a good, long life. And so the sadness of loss is outweighed by celebration and thanksgiving. Most of the time, there is some hint that death is coming. There is an illness or a weakening of the body in some way, or simply the signs of old age taking their toll. Most of the time, the death of beloved parish members will be grieved more deeply by a subset of the parish than by the whole community, by those who were closest to that person, the members of guilds or various groups to which they belonged. But it is not often, thank goodness, that someone dies as Victor Gonzalez died last Friday, at 48 years of age, suddenly, without warning. Or that he dies so horrifically that his family really does not want to let the details of what happened do violence on our memories of him. It is not often that we lose someone who was known and loved by the whole community, because he was a member of our staff for 21 years, because he was so good and humble and sweet and funny, because we knew and loved his wife and his two daughters and helped them in their education, and because he worked happily and lovingly alongside almost every one of us at one time or another. This loss has traumatized many of us. So for those who are newer, we ask for your patience and forbearance with our grief. And we hope that you witness in that grief the depth of love that is shared here and will want to become even more a part of the community, this community that loves one another that deeply. Because even though it hurts, the benefits of sharing life in a community like this far, far outweigh the pain. When our entire nation was traumatized after the events of 9/11, I remember seeing the signs in front of our schools and our churches undergo a change. Suddenly, words of encouragement and blessing were everywhere. I remember one sign that was particularly powerful. It simply said, "Stay strong." As I looked at those words at that moment in time, they didn't seem to come at all from our characteristic bravado as Americans, but from a much more vulnerable and wounded place. As a nation, we were reaching out for the strength to go on living without being paralyzed by grief, insecurity, and fear. It is to a people who were experiencing exactly that kind of grief and insecurity and fear that the prophet Habakkuk wrote the words from our first lesson today. Israel had been invaded by the Babylonians, and much of the leadership of their community had been forced into exile. More than 50 years they lived in exile, having been ripped from everything that was known and familiar, from the security of everything that was home, and thrust into a dark, unknown territory where they were no longer in control. That was us after 9/11, at least for a moment. And that's us now in this little parish community. We have had to confront once again that we are not in control, and that the way things ought to be is not always the way things are. Habakkuk voiced the grief of his community this way: O Lord, how long shall I cry to you for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Things are not right here, God, and we see no sign that things are going to get right anytime soon. Where are you, God? Have you forgotten us? But Habakkuk was a prophet, and prophets not only voice the lament of their people to God, but they are also messengers of the divine response to the people. And what is God's response to their lament? God tells Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain so that a runner may read it, so that it may be easily read. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end, that is, the end of the ordeal, and it does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it, for it surely will come. It will not delay. As one of my early mentors, the Reverend Lee Williamson, used to say, if you boil it down to low gravy, Habakkuk is telling his people what someone wrote on that schoolyard sign back at the end of September in 2001. Stay strong. Stay strong. God has a vision for you that transcends the present moment. The prophet Jeremiah, another one of the prophets of exile, conveyed the same message this way. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Habakkuk says that the righteous live by faith. To be a person of faith does not mean that we do not grieve or experience insecurity or fear. To be a person of faith is to know that the dawn of a new day is, in fact, coming, even while it is still dark. Whether your country has just survived a devastating terrorist attack, or you have been exiled from your homeland, whether you have lost someone you dearly loved to death, or to divorce, or to estrangement, or lost your health or your job, faith is holding on to even the tiniest mustard seed of hope that God has a vision for you that transcends the present moment. So stay strong, St. Francis. Stay strong. Amen.